Legal Tale, a podcast with fascinating people from the new generation of legal professionals about change, life, and laws. Tricia, thanks very much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
So, how about remote work? Let's jump in into the discussion and tell me a bit your opinion on remote work for legal professionals, especially.
Yeah, I am a firm believer that just in the legal profession in general, we need to change the way things are done. And so I think that remote work is the way to go, especially because more and more we're doing a lot of online work and a lot of work that requires us to be behind a laptop most of the time. So I think that it's really relevant for a lot of legal practitioners to consider. Of course, there's situations where you can't necessarily do online work in jurisdictions where the court system, for instance, still requires a lot of like physical presence. But I think that in general, the legal profession needs to migrate towards that because I think that's where we're going.
And you are working now remotely, or how is your job looking?
Yeah, my job right now is remote, or I would say semi-remote, because I'm in the same country as my firm, but I'm basically allowed to go to the office only when I want to go. So it's not necessarily a requirement, and most of my work is done online. So it's sort of semi-remote right now.
I see. How many times do you actually go to office? Do you go weekly? You feel the need to go weekly, or how do you do?
I go like maybe once a week or even less, but that's usually because maybe I want a change of scene, or I've worked maybe at home for a while or worked somewhere else and I just want a change of scene. So I go to the office, or maybe if I want to talk to people at the office, or we have something we need to work on together that would be easier to work on in person, then I go there. But otherwise, I very rarely.
What do you do exactly? Just to know what you can do online and maybe what you have to do with a person, and why do you go to office still?
Yes, so I'm a lawyer that's specializing in technology and startup law. So I work for a firm right now as an associate, and we do a lot of representation of companies that are all stages of the basically the startup cycle. And so my work primarily is done online, like software licensing, drafting contracts, consultations with clients. All that can now happen online. So there's no need for me to be physically present. So that's probably why it's a lot easier for me.
And how do the clients see the online consultancy? Because you said you do this part as well. Are they open? Are they more reticent?
I would think that a lot of people are open, especially now because we just went through this pandemic and we're still going through the pandemic. I think a lot of people have just adjusted to the fact that life is going to be primarily online now. So based on my experience, a lot of clients seem to be comfortable with this and are open-minded to it.
And your work remotely, or your choice more to work remotely, was made after the pandemic or before?
Personally, it was something that I wanted before the pandemic, but I was it just so happened that I got this opportunity while the pandemic was happening. So I had wanted to do remote work before because I'm from Uganda, and right now I'm currently living in Estonia, and I wanted to do work, but I wasn't really sure at the time whether I would be going back or staying here. So I wanted work that would be flexible and that would allow me to be able to continue to pursue whatever I needed to pursue, even if I wasn't in a particular physical location. So for me, it was something that I decided earlier, but I was just fortunate that I got the opportunity And it happened to be during the pandemic.
I see. So you are working more on international law field, or which type of law?
So the firm that I work at is based in Estonia, but we do handle international clients. So it's based on supporting technology companies or startups. So they could be anywhere in the world. We do a lot of in-house work with startups, investors, and basically companies or entities within that ecosystem. So it's technology and a startup focused practice.
Great. And how did you prepare to be a remote lawyer? Did you do something specific? Did you check maybe what are the softwares or programs that can help you? Or did you check to see if you have some specific skills? How was it?
I think the transition was smooth for me because during the pandemic, I was also doing a graduate degree and my master's in information technology law. And I was supposed to do it physically. So I moved to Estonia to do it. But then because of the pandemic, it ended up being primarily remote. I would say like the first maybe 4 months were really tough because I just was not used to looking at a screen for that long. After like 9 months, I think you get the hang of it. So I just easily transitioned to working like that as well.
And you developed other skills while working remotely that you didn't maybe see or observe before?
I think my experiences working remotely was just an extension of probably what I had done before, just working online. Because before we used to work online, not fully online, but we used to still do some online work. So I think it's just like an extension of that. The same, we're using most of the same applications, most of the same software. So it's just sort of an elongation of that, at least for me it was.
How was it to organize yourself? Because I suppose if you were in the office, it was maybe different because you had the team, you talk, you discuss. You make a plan for the team, but home, or maybe you have to organize a bit more for yourself.
Yeah, I think that's probably the part that is a bit tricky because you need a lot of self-discipline because you are basically in the same kind of space all day. So probably it's a little bit tougher. But I would say that one thing that I don't necessarily miss is the commute. Back and forth, because that would take me like an hour or an hour and a half every day, which I could better spend using doing something else. But yeah, it's definitely tough. You have to be really strict about time. You have to be self-motivated. You have to make sure you're using a room that someone else is not using, especially if you're in a shared space. So that can be a challenge as well. Yeah, actually, my roommate was also doing remote work at the beginning. So because we shared the place, we had to decide, okay, who's going to sit in what room today? Like, will I sit in the living room? Will you take the kitchen? Will you sit in the bedroom? So there's definitely those logistical challenges.
And what did you do with the 1 hour and a half that you gain by moving your work remotely?
I think I do a lot more rest or journaling or just basically things that, especially in the afternoon, it gives me time to unwind. And I think I'm less tired because I don't have to go through the traffic and all that. I think in the morning, it also gives me a bit of time to read, basically pursue other non-work related things.
Have you maybe worked or started a new passion or a new hobby since you start working remotely?
Yes, in a sense, yes. I'm really passionate about entrepreneurship and also venture capital and investment. So I've had the benefit of being able to work on that because I work remotely. So I work remotely, but I also work currently like 75% of the time. So I'm not full-time, I'm just a little bit short of full-time. So because I work remotely, then I can take up other programs or activities or take up other opportunities in a non-legal related space that I would not be able to if I was actually at the office.
Great. I would come back a bit to the fact that you said you graduated a master in technology law, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Did you feel that the curriculum helped you? Well, would you maybe recommend for someone that wants to enter this domain to follow some certification more specific than, okay, we all learn law and after we try to grab a bit of knowledge here and there?
Yeah, completely. Completely. I would definitely recommend that if this is the field that you want to go into, it's worth the investment to pursue higher education in it or pursue some sort of specialization in it. Because when I graduated from law school and I did the bar, I had mostly done general law, which I think most people do after you do your law degree. It's usually like everyone's a general practitioner. So even if you get an idea of particular topics or subjects, you don't really know maybe one in depth. So especially for technology law, which is an emerging field, there's not a lot of jurisprudence and there's still a lot of things that are still being figured out. So I think having the opportunity to at least go somewhere where you can learn the basics and learn what's in discussion, what are the key issues happening right now, I think is very valuable for your career if this is where you want to go.
And do you see in the future doing the same thing, lawyer in IT law, or maybe you have other plans, other ideas, maybe not plans, but, you know, just a spark somewhere?
Yes, I would say that my interests are multifaceted. So yes, definitely related to law, yes, I will continue in the IT law and the startup field, because I think I just like working with innovators and people that are doing exciting things. I think also one of the things I'd want to invest more of time into is legal tech and finding legal solution, technology solutions for legal, because I think that compared to other fields, the legal field is generally far behind and it's still quite traditional, at least in my jurisdiction. So legal tech and maybe other entrepreneurial opportunities.
And this reminds me of the fact that we came to know each other because we found this passion in legal tech, and this is how we connected. I'm curious, what do you think about legal tech solutions? How do you see them? How useful they are all or not?
Yeah, I think that it's incredibly useful, incredibly, incredibly useful, especially in jurisdictions where there's still a lot of paperwork. I know that in my particular case, in my jurisdiction, which is Uganda, there is a lot of time and money and effort that could be saved in creating more efficient solutions to things. So for instance, we have a court system, but we still have to file physical documents. And for you to be able to file something on time, you have to, you know, take the documents, go to the registry, you know, stand in the line. All that time that could be used better serving clients some other way. So that's just an example of it. But I think the opportunities are pretty limitless when it comes to that. And especially because people's lives are involved, you know, these cases are really important to people, especially in things like in areas like criminal law or even civil commercial law. Like these are cases that really affect people's lives. So if we could make lawyers more efficient, then I think that would be good for everybody across the board.
And how much do you think the people should be able to do things on themselves? And when do they need to come to a lawyer for more in-depth knowledge?
I think my view is pretty radical. if it were up to me, we would make almost everything. Like we would make almost everything technology-based. I know that we haven't yet gotten to the point where maybe there's some companies doing it, but I think we haven't yet gotten to the point where we have AI that can do like just complete analysis of legal issues, of all legal issues. I think there's a few things here and there. We have things like document review software, and things that, okay, are automated, but we've not gotten to the level where you can completely replace a lawyer. But if it were up to me, I would have the entire system digitized, and we would have lawyers spend more time doing things that are maybe more complex, maybe more human focused than things that can be automated. So I say we should go all the way, and obviously that is not a popular view in some lawyers' opinion.
Well, legal tech in general, it's not still a very popular idea among lawyers. It starts to be accepted, it starts to be appreciated, but I think we have a long way until there.
Definitely, I agree. I think especially in my jurisdiction, I've noticed when talking to people about legal tech, most people are concerned already about the fact that we're losing jobs to automation. So lawyers are against it. I think there's a lot of pushback, but I don't see it like that. I think that it will just create more efficiency. I don't think we'll ever run out of clients or ever run out of things for lawyers to do. I think the work will just change, and I think we need to change with that.
And in your work, do you use these softwares? Do you use automation a lot now?
In our work in particular, we do not use a lot of automation. I would say apart from just the basic software that's related to you know, word processing and all that. We do use certain software, like for time tracking and case management. So in a sense, yes, but I think that's pretty much where a lot of firms are right now. We're still kind of using what is more commonly available.
I think we would be surprised how many people still use Excel for time tracking.
Okay, we don't do that. Yeah, but I think a lot of people still do. Yeah, I can believe that.
And how is the remote work in Estonia developed? Because Estonia, it's really a digitized country. So I'm really curious if you feel that because of that, even the legal industry is developing more towards remote work.
Yeah, I would say that based on my experience, Estonia is one of the better ones when it comes to remote work, because just like compared to what I've experienced in the past, I know that here at least people are more open to and used to the fact that things are online because they have an e-government. They have a lot of a sort of like high penetration of internet use. So I would say that in Estonia, this is like probably one of the really good cases of remote work, because the society in general is open to it, and it's just expected that things should happen online. But if I compare it to my own jurisdiction, before COVID especially, it was generally hard to even do what we're doing now, which is have complete remote legal work. Clients wanted to be able to meet physically in person. And I understand that sometimes there needs to be that human connection and contact. But most things are not done online. They're still done manually. So I'd say Estonia is probably, when it comes to online use, online penetration, they're doing very, very well.
How did you choose IT law? And how did you choose Estonia? Because after all, you went like at the pinnacle of IT country, IT law, IT master degree.
Yeah, actually, it's interesting because I've always been really passionate about entrepreneurship and business. And when I graduated from law school, I found that I went into commercial law, but I found that it wasn't exactly what I expected in terms of innovation and just being close to a lot of like idea generation and things related to that. So I decided to pivot into IT and IP law and focusing mostly on startups. But in my country, that practice isn't fully developed. There are some firms that are doing it and there are some cases, but it's not, I would say that it's not like a fully developed practice. So I decided to choose a graduate degree. And so I just went online. I did not know at the time that Estonia was known for this, actually, I did not know, but I just went online and I looked for the program that seemed to be the best fit and seemed to have all the things that I was looking for, especially the practical element, because the program that I did was really special because it has, you don't just learn the legal part, you actually do some, you know, programming and, you know, tech related study, which I found to be more grounded than the others. So I ended up choosing Estonia. And then when I got here is when I realized all this other stuff about Estonia being good at IT. And then I was like, wow, that actually was
works
a good
out well.
Yeah.
So I was thinking to, for the end part, to ask you three ideas from all of this that you think they're the most important for an attorney that would like to go towards this direction, IT law on a remote environment.
Three ideas.
Yeah.
I would say the first one would be, for IT law especially, to look for either further education or experience in that area. I think it's important before you jump into something to get a sense of what you're trying to get into. So if you could get maybe like an internship or just work for a bit with people that are doing it and doing the practice, then you'd have an idea of whether it's something that you want. So my first idea would be just to get some experience or get your feet wet. The second one I would say for remote work is, I think that you'd have to be selective from the get-go about wanting remote work. Because I think if you don't bring it up, a lot of firms will not offer it or a lot of companies or, okay, I don't know about companies, but I think a lot of, especially law firms won't really suggest remote work. Maybe it's changed after COVID, but I think that it's something you'd have to initiate. So you have to say from the get-go that that's something you're interested in and start like negotiate. So that would be the second one. The third one, I would say that if you do want to get into this field, then networking is really important. I was able to find this because of networking, the job that I'm at right now. There's a lot of people, maybe in your jurisdiction, just like this the case was with me, you may not have this field or practice. But I think if you network with people, if you find out, you know, what's happening, attend events, try to make those connections, eventually you'll start to see the opportunities open up. So I'd say networking is the big one.
Great. Thank you very much. I think these three ideas that you surprised are very good to end up our discussion. It's really something that encompasses remote work and in law, a lot of IT law. So thank you very much for accepting to come to this discussion. It was amazing. And I hope to discuss again, maybe even more.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much for listening to us and for following with interest the stories behind the professionals of the new generation. Don't hesitate to write to us on the social media pages or by emails what topics or guests you would like to listen to in the Legal Tale podcast. We have LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube accounts. We can hear each other wherever it's easier for you. I would also be very happy to write to me your opinions about the podcast or about the topics debated in its episodes. Until the next episode.